Kitchen. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, so-called ghost guns are becoming a bigger problem for Jersey law enforcement. They're typically created privately without identifiers like a serial number. Tiffany Williams Brewer, chair of the State Commission of Investigation, says the influx of illegal weapons poses an obvious danger to our safety.
What may be less obvious is how much havoc even one or two of these guns can wreak in a community.
In 2019, law enforcement in New Jersey recovered 55 ghost guns. By last year, the numbers spiked to an average of about one ghost gun recovery per day. A retired Hamilton High School teacher who admitted to having sex with a female student over 20 years ago will not serve jail time, according to the Mercer County Prosecutor's Office. Instead, 77-year-old Joseph Impugulo of Ewing entered a pretrial intervention program as part of a plea deal. If he successfully completes the program, it could mean his case will eventually be expunged. DePuglio, who taught physics at Steinert High School before retiring in 2008, said he had sex with a student between 1998 and 2000. The victim reported the allegations to police in 2022. New Jersey news made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. Officials are celebrating the new Terminal A at Newark Liberty Airport. Here's Lisa G with more.
The terminal was recently awarded a 5-star rating from Skytrax, an aviation industry ratings firm, and authorities say a high rating like that is similar to getting an Academy Award. The rating was based on a detailed audit of the terminal's facilities, operations, and customer service. In its first year, the terminal served some 15 million passengers. Completed last year, Terminal A now joins LaGuardia Airport's Terminal B as the only two airport terminals in North America awarded the highest rating by Skytrax.
Rutgers police are looking for a man who entered the 7-Eleven on Cooper Street in Camden and robbed the store using a pair of scissors Monday night. They say the man came into the store near the Camden campus around 7 p.m., showed the scissors to the cashier, took a display case filled with electronics, and then fled on foot. No arrests have been made, and police say there were no injuries. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will you need an umbrella tomorrow morning? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We are less than 24 hours away from the arrival of our next storm system. But until then, our weather looks great. Sunny skies, a fresh breeze, and seasonable temperatures. Through this afternoon, high temperatures today in the lower to mid-60s. Clouds will start to fill in this evening as lows dip into the upper 40s. We could see a shower just before daybreak tomorrow morning. And I think everybody in New Jersey gets a little bit wet in the morning hours tomorrow. Quick round of rain showers, then becoming partly sunny and a bit windy tomorrow. Highs still on the mild side in the mid-60s. We flip back to sunshine on Thursday, but we're also cooling down. Highs back down to the mid-50s. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather brought to you by Investor Schooling. Learn how to invest in real estate, the stock market, precious metals, and more. Sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday night and learn from an expert at Investor Schooling. Register now at investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com.
Jersey City, 59, Woodbridge, 62, Pemberton, 66. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.